Okay, we're the commission's back in order.
So with that, we'll hand it off to Rich Gruno to give an overview.
Okay, Rich.
Chairman Beck, commissioners, in response to some of your comments about the preserve design and some of the infrastructure facilities and location of development on the project site, when we looked at this project, we take not just a look at the actual project site, but its regional setting and where it's located. If you look at the aerial here, you can see that the area where the parks are located are generally located near existing residential development. So there's already existing edge effects. Approximately 600 to 800 feet to the north of that, there is the historic ranch house, which has some amenities around there and was also envisioned to be a regional community asset. So the thought was this was an entranceway to the project site and would be a good location to consolidate the park uses. Since there was already some existing edge effects, the area had been disturbed previously through farming operations. This seemed to be a good entranceway into the site. In relationship to the roads, there was an examination of different road alignments that was done many years ago. This particular location was chosen because primarily it's topographically ideal. If we were to move the road further to the south, it would require mass fill slopes and a lot of grading, which would create visual effects, as well as problems with curve radii and geometry with those roadways, potentially creating slope difficulties as well with road grades. So the roadway, by and large, had to be located where it was, and the only other alternative would be to push it farther to north and further encroach into the open space. In relationship to the trails are largely located in areas where there's existing disturbances. Commissioner Beck, you brought out the point that wildlife will use trails. Sometimes they do. Nonetheless, those areas are disturbed. There's going to be signs and fences put up in locations where there is wildlife observed to use those to discourage people from entering into the more sensitive habitat areas. Maybe the most important management aspect of this project is that it will have a resource management plan, which will comprehensively manage these lands under the direction of the county. For instance, areas around the parks to control edge effects, there would be fencing signs. Lighting would have to be demonstrated to be in conformance with the county's light ordinance to ensure that there's no light trespass into adjacent open space areas. Let me switch the slide. And I think it's also important to point out when you take a look at this project site relative to the larger grasslands in Ramona, it is in the far eastern portion of the grasslands. So you're not looking at something that's dead in the center. And in relationship to the park site, it's a small kind of translucent, brighter green in this area. And when we view it from an overall preserve assembly perspective, we don't believe that that particular area is critical, especially considering that it is subject to current edge effects today. So that was some of the big picture thought that staff put into the preserve design when we've been working with this project and the developer and the agencies who accepted this very same design approximately 8 months ago before this week when they had some different thoughts.
Well, I'm not going to get into a long tit for tat. The agencies are not here. They have a very different perspective how we got to this point. So since they're not here to speak to that, it's reflected in the letter. And what they're essentially asking for is for the commission, as I understand it, interpret it, is for the commission to direct staff to work on these issues without any presumed outcome. And I hope the commission will do that. Now, the reason I went through the sequence that I went through mm-hmm. was that I, like you, made the assumption that, okay, here's Montecito Way, the road. So I started with that. My point is that by the time we get to the trails, all of these compromises to reserve design have been made. And then we get to the trails, and I'm hearing staff say, well, some of these are existing trails, you know, they're disturbed areas. Well, I'm assuming that these disturbed areas, and again, this is the NCCP logic, that a disturbed area will eventually be, you know, restored. As I've mentioned a couple times, we manage a 3,000-acre preserve, and we close trails and reroute trails when they were social trails or historic trails, and they're right through the middle of areas, so that we can create some refuge function of the open space that's there. And my point in putting this last exhibit up there is that within this project, this thing is cut up about as much as you can cut it up. I think it's almost, all these pieces are almost like the same size. And to me, that's not reserve design. That's just kind of saying, well, the trail's already there, so let's leave it there. And that's really, really disappointing. And then finally, the at least two points of access into the greater preserve there, which will definitely be right into the heart of the preserve on the trails. Those two points that are trail access points to the west.
Okay.
Now, aren't those going to predetermine trails going right through the heart of the large area to the west?
Yep. Chairman Beck, Trish Bowes from Department of Parks and Recreation can probably better answer that question.
Trish and I have never talked about this topic.
Chairman Beck and honorable members of the commission, it does not predetermine locations. We like to plan ahead for what may happen in the future. What Chairman Beck said is correct. We are creating a resource management plan for the balance, the major grasslands preserve that the county owns, the 3,400 acres or so. We are planning those trails right now. We're going through a very a public review. We're working with different stakeholders on that. It will be subject to California Environmental Quality Act process as well. But we do want to be able to have connections and plan for connections throughout the community that are in conformance with our community trails and pathway plan.
Okay. I'm going to imagine a point in time when that document is done and these two trail kind of dead ends, cul-de-sacs from this project, mm-hmm. are pointing directly into that open space there, and there is a continuation of those trails into that open space. So I just wanted to preview my anticipation of that moment. Okay, Commissioner Woods.
Okay, I'd like to offer an amendment to the motion, to the maker of the motion, that I support the motion as presented, with an amendment that we would ask staff and the, I'm concerned about the fact we get this letter last night at 6:30 from after they've already signed off on it 8 months ago. And I'm not going to hold up this process for something that comes in at 6:30 the night before that we barely got a chance to read. However, in respect to Fish and Wildlife, I think I'd like to ask staff and the applicant and Fish and Wildlife to talk about these edufets and to see if there is any compromise, but not to require it.
That was a desired amendment to my motion, and the second, and I already discussed it, and that's wonderful with us.
And I'd like to call for the question.
I have another change to that motion as well. Okay. The second agreed. The applicant will make nominations to the National Register as well as State Historic Preservation Office for the ranch house as a historic site.
Okay, just to collect ourselves here, we have a motion, we have a second, we have somebody calling for the question, but I, for one, am not ready to do that yet, and I know we have a commissioner who needs to leave, so that's the dilemma we're in. We also need to make findings, and so we need to address that issue, but first I'm going to go to Commissioner Brooks, then I'm going to try to wrap up my comments real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be very brief. Staff, thank you for the explanation of the rationale you used in developing the road with the national, actually the historical sites there too. Made good sense in you bringing the roads up through there. And I don't want to spend time in as a design professional redesigning the project, but some of the things that Commissioner Beck brought up are very enlightening to me, if nothing else. I don't know. I know you came through with the trail, with the road, Montecito Ranch Road, and it's at the lowest level. Are there opportunities, you don't have to answer this, are there opportunities where there might be some terrain differences, where there might be a bridge or something that can be put? I'm concerned about MSCP and those kinds of things. Again, if we take this through the process that looks like we're going, where where Senate, without approval, with certain reservation, well, with certain suggestions. I'd like that to be a consideration, that maybe if the terrain will allow itself, that there might be, I know it's, a lot, it's money to do bridges, but there might be an opportunity to do a bridge where we have MSCP come through. A thought and a certain recommendation for consideration. Thank you.
Okay. I'll go ahead and try to quickly finish up my issues. I would like to have some clarity on the resource management plan obligations. When I was reading the staff report, I'm not sure where it is right in front of me right now, but it referenced that the project would have to pay for the maintenance, which is a term of art in the management world, habitat management world. So is the RMP going to be fully funded based on a PAR to deal with biological issues and maintenance and stewardship, or is it just limited to maintenance?
Chairman Beck, the cost is based on all of what you described, the maintenance, the management. And
all of it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And that'll include a monitoring program, right?
That's correct.
It does. Okay, now, this is my last point. And so what's the road speed on Montecito Way? 100 feet wide, by the way, more or less, I think.
Perhaps we have to have someone from the Department of Public Works to answer that question.
Does anybody know real quickly?
35.
Okay. So 35 miles an hour on this road with a lot of traffic going to the facilities, right, as I said before, right through the middle of the habitat. Is the monitoring program going to be monitoring wildlife killed by on the road? Is that anticipated?
Chairman Beck, I don't recall that there was a specific line item for roadkill monitoring per se, but there is budgeted for wildlife surveys. So I think that would certainly fall under that umbrella if you're watching the wildlife behavior.
I think it's not only important on this project, but I think it's important more broadly, because I raise this issue on Merriam Mountains and others, and there's this sense that, oh, no big deal. But you'd be shocked. You'd be shocked at the mortality of wildlife because of roadkill. And so I think it'd be good to understand what this is, and it'd be good for us to have that information for future projects and planning and purposes. Okay, those are my issues.
I'd like to summarize just a few thoughts, if I may. I'd like to thank this applicant. I want to go on record with this, with working in the community in the positive manner that they did, the applicant and the project team, in a very productive manner with the planning group. I'd also like to express to the applicant as you go forward, should you get approval today, that your project is designed and built in a way that's respectful to the environment in terms of utilizing the resources that are abundant and being very frugal with resources that are scarce. With that, I'd like to say that I am proud to support this project.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second, and we need to really restate this motion,
yes,
because I think it's...
Yes.
It's
Let me restate the motion, okay?
Wait a minute. Paul, excuse me, I think council.
Yeah. Well, I'll allow Commissioner Reese to restate the motion, but I wanted to emphasize that a part of the motion is to recommend to the Board of Supervisors that they approve this major use permit for the package treatment plant. And I would recommend that as best you can, you articulate the findings to support the comparable cost finding that staff is going to have to write up for consideration by the Board of Supervisors.
Okay. Specific condition number 3 would be amended to read that they, as they have in their draft handout to us, provided by Mr. Pape's office and such, and also that the substantiation is contained in the operations and management experience for the Santa Fe Water Reclamation, the Whispering Palms Community Service District, Fairbanks CHCSD, and the Rancho Santa Fe Water Community Water Reclamation Facility, and the Montecito Ranch Water Facility. All of these facilities show that this is a reasonable and economically feasible, if not actually economically superior, to the connection to the water system of the Ramona Municipal Water District. Okay, is that sufficient? There's all the numbers here. You want more?
Well, of course, the more the better. Does staff have any particular question that you'd like the commission to chime in on?
Well,
with respect to the cost,
I would recommend that we have as many examples as possible, and that we if the maker is okay with this, that we include those that staff or DPW staff brought up as well. That would be
in addition to those, yes.
Okay, Woods Valley Ranch, whatever.
Yep. All those.
Mm-hmm.
I'm easy. Change anything.
Okay. And the second approved.
Okay. Well, there's
concurs.
Okay. And was there consideration of directing staff to work with the wildlife agencies on that list of issue?
Yes.
The staff and the applicant director would work with the wildlife agencies, protective trails, site edge effects, habitat preservation, et cetera.
Yeah, and put the bridge.
And the bridge somehow.
No, go on. I'm kidding.
And one other point of clarification, there was a part of your earlier motion involving the National Registry.
That was also, yeah, they seek that out.
That's included?
That's in the
one before that. Okay, so there's now three.
We'll try and get all that down.
Staff's going to have to come back with, I guess this will be a tentative action until we get, until we get, maybe not a tentative action, but it'll be, we'll still have to read these findings, right?
Chairman
and
Beck,
this is going straight to the board.
Right. Since the Planning Commission has recommendation authority over the project, what we could do, just as Mr. Maynard has pointed out, you could identify your rationale for us being able to make the findings pursuant to the public facilities element 2.1.1.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, I want to just mention it's not only conforms with the general plan, but we would have to revise our major use permit findings. Additionally, since we're doing some housekeeping, there was an errata sheet that we just wanted to make sure with some revisions.
That was also that part we, of my...
that we integrated as a result of meeting with Caltrans yesterday, as well as some late input from the Ramona Fire District. And I just want to make sure we go on record that the errata sheet is included as a part of today's deliberation.
Okay, so this dogs and ponies are included, yes.
So this will be a final action. There's four elements to it. There's the MUP findings, the direction of staff and the wildlife agencies, the National Registry and the errata sheet.
Yes, okay. The only thing that I would want to verify is, since you're going to be providing some rationale for your justification of the public facilities element, if in fact there's anyone from Public Works that would require some additional direction in your recommendation for us to be able to make those findings when we present them to the board. I just want to make sure that they have the opportunity
now or at the board?
Just now, if they agree with the motion that
by
you've
all means,
put together.
Is there someone here, DPW, wants to speak to this? DPW.
He already gave.
Specifically related to the findings. Recommendation and the rationale that you're putting forward. Because I want to make sure that if this is the decision the commission is going to make, that we can put together into the ultimately the board letter the information we have to.
Mr. Snyder?
I'm not sure what I'm being asked. I think the finding that you're talking about is the one about the costs of operating the water reclamation facility. There it is there on the bottom.
Yeah.
That the both short and long range operational and maintenance costs are comparable to the costs of similar facilities in the county. The costs determined for operation, maintenance, and facility replacement shall be sufficient to assure fulfillment of all applicable state requirements. So I think
the issue is this, that the findings for meeting that standard have to include an analysis. The Planning Commission has recommended some elements that will go into that analysis, all these examples that we've discussed here today. And are you comfortable with that process? Is that the question, Jason?
I just wanted to make sure that we covered off on being able to make the findings as is required pursuant to this section. And I just wanted to make sure that you had sufficient information in your rationale to support that. That's
so
all.
The question is, are do we get it? Are we missing something?
Well, Mr. Chairman, if I could jump in, I think we're putting Mr. Snyder in an awkward spot. He's already given his professional opinion, and I think there's a disagreement. It's our independent role to make our own independent findings, and as part of the motion, we are approving this evidence that was submitted into the record today.
We are relying upon
duty experience
that
to make the finding needed for section 2.1.1.
I guess I'm still just trying to interpret, Mr.
Understood. We didn't. There was not an intention to put Mr. Snyder on the spot. We just wanted to make sure that the record was clear. That's all.
Okay. Let's call the record being clear. We have.
So Mr. Snyder sticks with what he said.
Call the record clear. We have a motion. We have a second. Is there any confusion about the motion?
No. So this would then be a final recommendation of the Planning Commission. It will go straight on to the board from here.
Yes.
Please vote. Motion passes 6-0-1. I abstain. Okay.
Thank you.
We have director's report. Jason, do you want to do director's report?
That concludes today's business. There's no director's report today.
Nothing on Murray Mountains?
I'm Clark. I'm sorry?
You can introduce yourself.